Five Fingers Longboards. I started this probably about 4 years ago.
Andy Giles's garage is his wood shop, where he builds custom longboards. One wall is covered in long planks of wood. There are dozens of different colors. One half of the garage is taken up with a long workbench. In the corner is a saw. As he cuts the wood into the shape of a board, the smell fills the air. It smells like a freshly sharpened pencil. Now, he'll
sand it all up, and then it'll be ready for finish. But I've probably got a couple hours worth of sanding and working on that to get that the final shape.
The wood is inlaid and laminated in dozens of designs.
These are the skins. It's glued up like this. This is one I call a random feather. Looks like a feather, that's why it's called that way. And so I've taken different woods, as walnut, mahogany, and some maple in here.
Andy tries to show off the craftsmanship of his boards because he puts so much effort into making the patterns. There's no grip tape on the top of the boards.
I actually put beaded glass or crushed glass in the finish as I do it, then that gives the board the texture, but then you don't lose the look of the design in the board and all that.
After all this work, his daughter, Zoe, helps with the finishing touches.
I'll come out and like mess around and help him. Mainly, I like to put the chucks and the wheels together. That's really fun. I don't know why, but that's really fun for me to do.
As Andy works, there's one thing that could get in his way, but he refuses to let it.
If I had two hands, this would be easier, right, so?
Andy was born without fingers on his right hand.
The reason why I call it five-finger longboards is because I had a birth defect, and I started learning to do woodworking when I was 14 years old. I had a shop teacher that pulled me aside and was really concerned about my abilities. Sorry. Being able to work with one hand and be able to use the equipment. Sorry, I get emotional. But I never told him in his face. I says, mentally, I says, you don't know what I can do.
Andy has been woodworking for 30 years. He says he's had a good career and a long life, loving woodworking.
But I took it as a challenge, and so sometimes when you take a challenge and we succeed at it, then it becomes a great strength to us.
He says as he's worked, he's tried to keep a positive perspective.
I'll joke about it. I'm more on the positive side about my hand being more of a gift to me than a weakness. And so the reason why I come up with the longboard company kind of is to hopefully get these kids that are struggling in life a little bit to do something that they enjoy doing, whether they have a disability or something like that. You can do whatever you want if you just put your mind to it.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobe reporting from Nibley, Utah.